Digital Alphabet People, woke gaming giant Activision Blizzard adds non-binary character to Overwatch 2. By Lucas Nolan on November 8, 2023. Video game developer Activision Blizzard has announced a new non-binary character named Venture coming to its popular multiplayer shooter Overwatch 2. The woke gaming giant has a history of labeling characters as LGBT to deflect criticism of the company and its management practices. Bounding Into Comics reports that Activision Blizzard has revealed details on Venture, a new hero in Overwatch 2, at its annual BlizzCon event. Venture uses they/them pronouns and is openly non-binary according to the video game company. The character has a spelunker aesthetic and is described as a swashbuckling archaeologist with a thirst for exploring treasures and secrets while wielding a large drill weapon in battle. The woke game developer has been increasing its focus on diversity and inclusion in Overwatch 2's heroes by labeling them as LGBT. Venture represents an effort to continue rehabilitating Activision Blizzard's reputation after past controversies by associating characters with the so-called Alphabet People. The development team behind the game previously stated that they would be adding new Pride Month content last June. This included free player icons and name cards with LGBT flag designs, map reskins to look like pride parades, and a new short story revealing two characters were LGBT. In the game's story, the characters Farrah and Baptiste were identified as a lesbian and bisexual, respectively. The Overwatch 2 team said revisiting existing characters to give them diverse identities was important. Senior staff also mentioned plans to evaluate sexual orientations of straight characters already in the game. They stated that they want LGBT representation to be an integrated part of the game's diverse cast. However, some had questioned the timing of Blizzard's announcement. The gaming company had previously revealed LGBT characters during times when it was embroiled in controversies, leading to accusations it was using diversity as a distraction. Read more at Bounding Into Comics here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.